And we are back, folks. Host John Martin's bringing you more spotlight in the Lowcountry.
They used to have the Frogmore Stew.
Oh, yeah.
And that came from the name of the town that was named Frogmore.
From Frogmore, South Carolina.
And they changed it to St. Helena.
St. Helena, yeah.
But I prefer Frogmore.
Well, they call it St. Helena Island.
Yeah.
But right there where the post office is located, that area right there is called Frogmore.
Yep.
But man, they would do Boston Butts and they would do the Frogmore Stew, and man, if you were hungry, it was your own fault.
And if you were there, you were invited.
Oh yeah, you were invited. There was never any problem, and there were times when we had 300 people.
Yeah.
There. You know, there again, great crowd to play for. Everybody came to listen because that's the only reason they came.
Right.
And they were all invited.
Yeah.
So, you know, you didn't have any riffraff. You didn't have any trouble. People had a really good time and a lot of fun.
So is Frank still living?
Frank Waddell was kind of the starter of that. And Frank's still around. He's you know, he's still surviving. He's like the rest of us. He's getting a little gray and a little long in the tooth. But
well, I can tell you, if I ever get old, I was going to let you know how it feels, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's knocking at my door now.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
But we've had such good times.
Oh, yeah, we have.
It's amazing. There's a song, and I'm sure you wrote it. And I think at some point in time you were in North Carolina when you wrote that song. Or maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. You remember the name of it?
No, what it's about? Of course not. It's something about driving. You're driving.
Oh, okay.
And this is a really cool song.
I did write that in North Carolina.
I thought that's what you told me. They say your mind's the first thing to go. Evidently, mine's going slowly.
Yeah, well, you know, mine's going all the time. Here you go. I'll tell you the story behind this. I was, I actually went up there by myself for a weekend getaway to do some songwriting. Mm-hmm. And, rented, I can't think of the name of that little town there, but they had these little A-frame cabins for it. And had, you know, I'm fully equipped, shower, kitchen, the whole deal, but they're little smaller A-frames for a couple, you know. And I had rented one of those for the weekend. And back then, in that area, they didn't have very good cell phone coverage. And, in order to call my wife, I have to get in my car and basically drive into town in order to get cell phone service. So, you know, I was struggling with some writer's block and trying to, you know, figure out what I was going to write. And I thought about having difficulty calling her. And I thought, oh, well, I didn't call you again today. And I kind of built a song around that, and it has to do with driving and then not calling your woman, basically. So, you know, you kind of put different spins on songs, but this is off my Lowcountry album. I didn't call you again today.
Trying not to cry. across the line, glancing in the mirror to see what's left behind, staring at the headlights, watching for a sign.
Show you how different my songwriting is from old record to record. Here's a little something, if I can find it here. This gives you an idea just how different some of my songwriting can be. This is called It's Not My Life. This is off my Dance with the Devil record. Automation, radiation, robots all around. Don't have to look, don't have to think, just listen for a sound.
epidemic, pandemic, virus in the air. They say a mask will keep you safe, wear it everywhere. I can't laugh, I wanna cry.
It's not my life.
I've lost control, I don't know why.
It's not my life.
I'm on the inside looking out.
It's not my life.
I'm stuck in here, I wanna shout.
It's not my life.
He's or she's and she's or he's, you must identify. In the end, they'll still be them, it's all one big lie. Microwaves, polluted haze in the atmosphere. Oceans rising every day, they say the end is near. Control, I don't know why.
It's not my life.
I'm on the inside looking out.
It's not my life.
I'm stuck in here, I want to shout.
It's not my life.
Schizoid, paranoid, have you gotten a will? Big Pharma has the answer, just take another pill. Arms race, outer space, colonize the moon. This place won't be fit to live, we'll have to leave here soon.
It's not my life.
I've lost control, I don't know why.
It's not my life.
I'm on the inside looking out.
It's not my life.
I'm stuck in here, I want to shout.
It's not my life.
Politics, dirty tricks, tell lies to divide. Promises they won't keep to get you on their side. Gun control loophole, you can't stand up and fight. The court says don't protect yourself, criminals have rights. I can't laugh, I wanna cry.
It's not my life.
I've lost control, I don't know why.
It's not my life.
I'm on the inside looking out.
It's not my life.
I'm stuck in here, I wanna shout.
It's not.
It's not my life.
The other side of the spectrum.
That's a good song. That's a lot of truth in that song.
Yeah. Now, talking about songwriting, mm-hmm. I actually started that song 40 years ago. And mm-hmm. I only had a couple of lines, and it laid in a drawer for 40 years, and then I broke it out and got inspired and finished it.
Well, in 40 years, things kept adding, happening and adding to it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And, you know, I love to write, and I, you know, sometimes you get writer's block, and I don't want to write about the same old thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I've taught several songwriting seminars, and not that I'm a great songwriter, but I kind of got my head around the rules of the game. Mm-hmm. And I was a member of the Nashville Songwriters Association for 10 years, and I didn't get much. you know, I mean, I did get a certain amount out of that, but you know, you understand that the Nashville Songwriters Association is geared to do commercial country music. That's mm-hmm. all. That's all they're looking for. They're not interested in other stuff you've got. They're really focused on that commercial country market. And I wasn't writing for that. And there's mm-hmm. lots of people that do write just for that. You know, oh, they're trying to get a hit. I write for me. And, you know, if you like it, fine. And if you don't like it, well, then that's fine, too. I still wrote it, but, you know, I mean, I don't really care.
Well, that's one of the things I like about WVFF, because you get to interview the real singer-songwriters and actually hear them on the radio, the real musicians local musicians. So are you playing anywhere that you want people to know about? Or?
No, there's not what you would call a real solid music scene in this area, mm-hmm. which I hope to have an impact on that. Eventually.
After saying that, is there anywhere, any place that people go and download your song to something like
that? Oh, yeah. Everything I've got is on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon Prime. I think it's on 150 streaming platforms. And, you know, you can, if you search Jeep White, on Spotify or on Pandora, if you search Jeep White on the internet, you're going to get about 600 white Jeeps for sale. My phone number in Charleston, back when we had phone books and stuff, it said white Jeep, you know, white comma Jeep, and then had my phone number. And I swear I would get phone calls and, you know, I go, hello, can I have your parts department? I go, no. I'd have to tell them, I said, you looking for Jeep parts? They go, yeah. I said, no. Well, I thought I was going to a white Jeep. I said, well, no. but let me tell you about another song that I'm really, really proud of. This is probably my favorite song I've ever written. We'll cruise on out of here. I worked on this song for a year, and I put a bridge in it. I changed the chord progression. And as a songwriter, at some point you understand a song wants to be how it wants to be. And this song, I ended up going back to the original chord progression I had written. I didn't break out for any chord changes for the chorus or all. It's actually the same chord progression over and over and over. And that's how this song wanted to be. And I got inspired because my friends that stayed in West Virginia, when I would talk to them, you know, they're telling me all these troubles of, this guy. And I go, well, dude, why don't you leave? Well, there's nothing I can do. And I swear every one of my friends used the same phrase. There's nothing I can do. And it was almost like I really felt bad for them. You know, they tell me these stories and I really felt bad for them. You know, we all deal with crises, you know, but they just seem to be so beaten down from it. And I'd go, you need to get out of there. Oh, there's nothing I can do. So I combined several of the problems that some of my buddies had into one guy. And living in West Virginia, where I was, everybody took Route 52 out of town when they graduated from high school, if they graduated. You know, some of us went in the military and some of us stayed and worked in the coal mines, but everybody that some of them went to Detroit and worked in the automobile plants. But everybody had to take Route 52 to get out of town. Well, I got inspired, took some of these problems that my friends were having, and I poured it all into one guy that wished he had taken Route 52. So this is off my radio, Route 52.
Kitchen table here again. I can't sleep, it's 3 a.m. Jack and Coke to ease the pain. Radio says we'll get rain. They laid off again up at the mine. They'll probably get me the next time. The company says we're almost through. Now there's nothing I can do. Now there's nothing I can do. I should have took Route 52. Should have left here long ago, headed north to work, you know. My boy Jesse's out on bail. He was selling pills and he went to jail. His mama loves him all the same. Says we'll get rain. She was once thin and small. Now she's as big around as she is tall. The passion's gone, but she's willing to. Now there's nothing I can do. Now there's nothing I can do. Should have took Route 52. I should have left here long ago. Headed north to work, you know. Give me strength and keep me sane. Radio says we'll get more rain. Sometimes I'm strong and I'm a man. Sometimes I'm weak, that's who I am. Think about leaving when I've had a few. Now there's nothing I can do. Now there's nothing I can do. Should have took Route 52. Now there's nothing I can do.
thank you, Jeep. I sure enjoyed interviewing you today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it, Don. I think you're doing a good thing here to,
I'm having fun.
No, that's all that counts,
That's what it's about.
Getting people a little exposure and, I am happy to be a resident of Colleton County now. I hope to live out my days in this area and play some more music and, hopefully entertain some people and get involved in this music scene around here.
Well, anything that we have, you're invited. You know that.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Anyway, this is John Martin with WVFF 97.7. Once again with Spotlight on the Low Country.
Well, thank you for having me here, John. I really appreciate it. This is really cool, and appreciate your radio station for supporting local music.
And thank you for coming out.
That's a wrap for this edition of Spotlight in the Low Country. Thanks for listening to the sounds that rise from our soil, our streets, and our stories. Stay tuned for the next episode with John, where the music speaks for itself. This is WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the truth in Broadcasting Corporation.